Today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps, being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are 3. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk, the official OPT network. CJ in the Boom Boom Room, along with KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners of the Susan G. Komen 2013 Race for the Cure. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, you already know, it's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37 a.m. Central, 8:37 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. Now, you might remember last week I told you about a death, about one of our homeboys from Bunky who got run over by a vehicle. And I said that morning, I came to the microphone, DC and I both, and all of our family and friends down in Bunky and Avoyelles Parish, with a heavy heart. And so every single morning, we try to remind you to make sure that you stay engaged. And since this accident has happened, it seems that I am seeing more people walking on the highway, walking in busy, busy intersections, and riding bicycles. Listen, I am telling you guys, this is a time where we need to be more engaged than ever. I don't know what it is about all of the foot traffic, all of the bicycle traffic, but we have got to do something to make sure that we keep ourselves safe, make sure that we keep them safe, and make sure that we're watching out for our kids in the morning. Now, as the time is about to change, you notice it's darker in the morning. So that means that we have to be even more vigilant. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2. So if you're traveling in this morning, I'm asking you that you help our bus drivers, you help our crossing guards, you help our resource officers to make sure that our kids and our school bus drivers get those kids in safely. So please give yourself enough time to slow down. Stay off of those mobile devices until you get to a safe space. And remember, you don't want to be that person that says, all I had to do was wait. Y'all, it's Tuesday morning. We hope you have your momentum going from Monday. We certainly do. And you know, as we kick off October 1, you already know that it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's what's on point. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about everything that is going to be happening. Well, not everything, but we're going to tell you about how we want to kick off the month. So stay with us. Stay on point. It's 7:39. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's 7:44 a.m. Central, 8:44 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, you can share today and shape tomorrow by simply signing up to volunteer. If you're 55 years old or older and you want to be the change that you'd like to see in a young person's life, all you've got to do is call Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Their number, 318-484-2260. Also, our friends and partners at Hickson Automotive Group, proud
sponsors of this year's 2013 Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. That's www.hicksonhasit.com. And our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And in the last segment, I told you that, of course, today is October 1, and I've been saying it, I guess, since the last of the month. I can't believe we're already through September. Well, October 1 signifies the beginning of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is yet another opportunity for us to continue our efforts to raise awareness about the importance, first of all, of screening, i.e. mammograms, and early detection. And for sure, this is what we know. We know that 1 in 8 women born today in the United States will get breast cancer in her lifetime. We just know this from statistics. The good news is this, however. Women surviving and thriving from breast cancer when found and treated early is exponentially higher. So this morning, we want to continue to spread the word about screenings, about mammograms, about early detection, not only in our city, but in our communities across the country, organizations across the country, our families, our churches, and individuals. And here to talk about what we've been talking about, it seems like every day for the last probably couple of years, is Diane Kitts. You've heard her name. I don't know how many times. She is the supervisor of the Women's Life Center at Cabrini Hospital. And we're joined also by Stuart Sperlin, who is the director of radiology. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
So, Stuart, we want to welcome you for the very first time. Stuart is new to the Cabrini family. He is in radiology, and we're going to talk about radiology and what that is. But before we get there, Diane, let's talk about the all-important mammogram, what it is and why it's so critically important.
Mammograms are so important, Carlette, because they can detect breast cancer years before you can feel a lump. And that is what we want to do.
Years.
Years.
And so why has the mammogram got such a bad rap? We were talking before the show, and we were telling you, we talk about you. I say your name probably as much as I say my own name on the air. And we're sending people, directing people. Why are people so fearful? Why are women so fearful about mammograms?
I think it's, men are fearful too, Carlette, and we do get men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact that I wasn't as aware of,
mm-hmm.
is 1 in every 1,000 men will get breast cancer. So,
right.
So it's an epidemic there. I think they hear horror stories. I think, you know, way back when we were told that this is not good for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my mother never had a mammogram.
Wow.
And I think that it's just hanging on to those old adage, if I don't know it, it won't hurt me.
Right.
And yet I can tell you of so many women who have had mammograms, found a breast cancer, and are here as long as 20 years later.
Mm-hmm. Striving and thriving.
And doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, able to see grandchildren that they would never have seen had they not found that breast cancer that early.
Well, let's talk about the mammogram and what it is, Diane.
A mammogram is simply, I want to say squeezing your breast, but it's not. You're placed between two plates, and it basically immobilizes your breast. Because mm-hmm. of the composition of your breast, we need to immobilize it to image it.
And when you say mobilize it, that just means so that it doesn't move.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't move. And we take 2 pictures of each breast,
mm-hmm.
unless you require more, and you're out of there in 10 minutes. So the amount of time you're in this immobilization is less than a minute.
Absolutely. And I want to talk about, I guess people have, the technology has really, really
changed.
It's changed. It's wonderful. It's not what it used to be. And people have this inherent fear that it is painful.
Right, and it can be uncomfortable. And, you know, there are some things you can do to make it more comfortable. If you're still having your cycle, you can make sure you have it the week after your period.
Mm-hmm.
And not
so that your breasts
before.
Are not tender.
So your breasts are not tender.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a mild pain reliever if you think you need to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's enough to just calm you down and just help you through it. But 95% of the people we do say, wow, what was I afraid of? That right. wasn't bad.
Absolutely.
And the thing also, Carlette, is if they have one bad experience, they expect every experience to be bad.
Right.
And so you need to, if you come in and you're all tense, naturally, it's going to be more uncomfortable.
Right. And if you come in with some preconceived ideas that it's going to be horrible, then you come there with a predisposition. But I'm here to say Diane has done my mammogram. You know, I've had many mammograms in my life. And I mean, first of all, when you step into the Cabrini Women's Center, it is absolutely tranquil. That's right. That's the word I'll use. It is tranquil. It is beautiful. And then you go in and, I mean, you just couldn't have a better experience.
And it's a very easy process. And all of the staff there is just really friendly and mm-hmm. and caring. We have some people that, you know, just stop in to say hi because they miss us.
Mm-hmm.
They think of us as their family. And so, you know, it's just really not that bad.
And I think the bad part, Stuart, is those women, the 1 in 8 that we know, that statistically we understand will be diagnosed with breast cancer. And then after you get that diagnosis, women really just sort of don't know where to go from there. But what we do understand is that when it is detected earlier, and you're seeing it through the radiological aspect, that it is absolutely treatable.
Sure. It's very much treatable. It's very possible to live a full and enriched life, and, you know, putting it off and being fearful is our biggest enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we just realize that this is just a normal chore that we need to do once a year
mm-hmm.
to protect the ladies in our life,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, maybe we can stop this.
Absolutely. And I ask you, Stuart, before we went on air, I said, are a lot of women receiving radiology for breast cancer? And you said what?
Well, they're not enough. There's not enough ladies coming in to verify and to make sure that their lives are clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so simple. As Diane was saying, for 10 minutes, come in, have the pictures taken,
mm-hmm.
verify that all is well, and that fear is gone.
Absolutely. And if you are that 1 in 8th person woman, or even that small percentage of men, that is diagnosed, there is help. There is treatment. And really, that's the upside, isn't it, Stuart?
It is. There's so many options now available to women who have been diagnosed with cancer
mm-hmm.
that it's phenomenal what they can do now with the technology.
Absolutely.
And with the love and support of all involved in those ladies' lives, this is just a minor speed bump
mm-hmm.
in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, Diane, when it comes to mammogram, what are the types of mammograms that women need to know about this morning?
Well, one of the misconceptions people have is if they feel a lump, they think that we'll see it on the mammogram. It's a given. That's not true. 10% of all breast cancers cannot be seen on a mammogram.
Wow.
So you need to make sure that if you're feeling something different in your breast, you tell your physician and you tell the technologist when she's doing your mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can schedule you for what we call a diagnostic mammogram, where we pay special attention to the area you're feeling. We make sure we do an ultrasound of that area
mm-hmm.
and give you a good thorough look. And then after that, if it's still negative and it still worries you, you need to follow up with your doctor.
Absolutely.
So many people, you know, sometimes they won't tell us.
Right.
Because they want to wait and see if the mammogram finds it. Don't do that. Don't play that game.
Absolutely. Let me do this. Let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to have more about what's going to be happening in the month of October. And you know what? I am encouraged because I know you ladies and those men that are having problems, I know you guys are going to get better. Stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more after this.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? when flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles. Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday, extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offering discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. I know by now you're probably just about getting there. It's 7:59, 8:59 Eastern. And this segment of the OPT network is sponsored by the Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Remember, stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. If you're just joining us, this morning. We're talking about kicking off National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We're joined by Stuart Sperlin, who is the director of radiology at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and Diane Kitts, who is the supervisor of the Women's Life Center. We're talking about, first of all, as we get this month started, the importance of every woman who is of age, Diane, having a mammogram. Right. And one of the things that you talked about were the different types of mammogram. But the next thing that we want to talk about before that is making sure that every woman understands her breasts.
Right. That's one of the keys. You know, everybody, and of course you want to take good care of your health. You want to, you know, eat right, exercise right, and all of these things. But there's three things you can do to detect breast cancer early. One is to go to your doctor for your yearly physical.
Okay.
The second one is to do your monthly breast exams. Should be done the month after the week after your period. The other, if you're not having a period or you're not regular, pick out a day. Usually it's your birthday day. And examine your breasts regularly. Sometimes it's scary when you start because you feel a lot of things and you think, oh my God.
That must be something.
I've got all of this. So I always say, just make yourself a little chart, mark down, oh, I feel a BB here. Next month, make sure it's still a BB. It hasn't grown. And they're not going into the detail like they used to. You have to do the circles. You have to do this.
Really? They've changed that now?
They've changed that. Now they just want you to be aware. Because so many people were afraid to do it that they weren't doing it at all.
Wow.
They wanted to make sure they were doing it right. So they would just
And then that created a dilemma. Am I doing it right or not?
I'm doing it wrong. So I always say, make sure you mark down if you feel something.
Uh-huh.
And you'll know a difference. And people say, I won't. But ladies that come in with lumps, tell me, I automatically knew this was different. I have lumpy breasts, but I automatically knew this was different.
And instinctively, I think that when you are in tune with your body, even a little bit, you know.
Right, right. So just pay attention to those clues.
And so what's the next thing that you want to tell people, Diane, about this month? And not just this month, but every month.
Get your mammogram. Get it early. Be one of the survivors. They don't hurt. If you're so afraid, you know, I was telling Carlette, you know, people come in and they're nervous, they're this, they're that. The staff that I work with is wonderful. We can put you at ease. If somebody isn't putting you at ease, ask for somebody else. Sometimes you just don't hit it off personally with that person. And we don't think anything of it. Or if you find somebody that you really like, that you're really comfortable with, ask for them the next year. Don't put it off.
Absolutely. And one of the things that is coming up at Cabrini Hospital, and we really want to make our listeners aware of, is the balloon launch. Let's talk about that.
The balloon launch was started 7 years ago as a way to create an awareness. And basically, we have a speaker that is a breast cancer survivor. We ask her to tell her story, which many people find inspiring. You see these women up here telling their stories, and you know they don't look any different than the rest of us. So each year we have a speaker, we do some prayers, and we launch balloons. And the balloons represent the number of people in Louisiana that are diagnosed with breast cancer every year.
Wow.
And those that have died. And the white balloons are for those that have passed. And each year, we see the number of white balloons deteriorating, which we really like.
Striving and thriving.
Right.
And you know, as we're having this conversation, and for those people that have never been to the balloon launch, it's going to be October the 4th.
At noon.
At noon, at lunch, so you can scurry right over to Cabrini. It's going to be where?
It's right outside the Women's and Children's Hospital. If you've seen that big revolving door, that's where all the action is. We have pink roses for all our survivors, and just a short program.
And really, it's a celebration of life. It is a celebration of what is happening in our community. And let me say to you, and all of our friends at Cabrini Hospital, that I don't think that there's anybody working as hard in this community to be the change and to raise awareness as Cabrini Hospital is.
Yeah, we're trying.
Absolutely. And Stuart, before we've got to go, what are your last words about the whole sort of process and going through this month? And what do you think that people, what's the most important thing that you think that people need to know?
I would really like the men out there to support the women in our lives and try to help them overcome the fear and be strong with them and get to them the importance of doing this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, become a part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be supportive. That's what they need. They need support. They need our love. And be there for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we need to know is that these are our wives. They're our mothers. They're our sisters. They're our aunts. They're our grandmothers. And more than anything, I hope that people, Diane, will, even though we know that 85% of people with family history really don't get diagnosed as much as we would think that they would, but we want people with a family history to know about mammograms, to speak to those women that are age 40 now, right, and older, 35 to 40, and let's speak to those women, and let's encourage them before you guys have to leave this morning about why it's so important to get that free mammogram.
Oh, yes. We do have a program going for the uninsured or underinsured through a grant from the Coleman. This is one of the benefits from the race.
Right, the Coleman Foundation.
And you need a doctor's order to get that.
Okay.
But you can call my office and leave a number, and I will get back to you and give you information on how you can get that. It's 483-4026.
And that's her direct number. Everybody, we've been given the hospital number, but you can phone Diane Kitts at 483-4026. And it's really simple.
It's very simple. It's a piece of paper that your doctor has to fill out. We schedule you with regular patients. Nobody makes you feel any different in any way. And if in 10% of all mammograms do have to come back for more pictures.
Okay.
So that's,
so it's no big deal.
It's no big deal. If you have to come back, it's just because they're being cautious. Out of that 10% that come back, some are, go to biopsy, which again are negative.
Mm-hmm.
And very few are a breast cancer. But that's what we want, is that early detection.
And you know what? Whether you have your mammogram or you don't have your mammogram, if there's something there, I mean, you need to know.
Right.
If cancer is there, it's going to be there whether you have the mammogram or not.
Right. Why not find it early?
Why not find it early and be a thriver and a survivor and join those people that are living, that are loving life, and being the best that they can be?
Right.
Diane Kitts, I want to thank you for all the work that you do, all the women that you touch, and your staff. You guys are absolutely phenomenal.
Thank you, Carla.
Stuart, thank you for being with us this morning and sharing. And, hey, we're going to encourage every one of you, please, make your appointment and keep your appointment. Once again, the number 318-483-4026. Diane Kitts is your connection. Hey, everybody, you hear the music. You know what it means. We got to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing. Performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, both of my daughters were pregnant, and everything I was looking forward to turned into everything I was going to miss. First words, first steps. Being there for my grandchildren, for my daughters. Today, those babies are three. I'm with them all the time. I don't know what's next, but I know I'm here today. My name is Alanthea Pena. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure.
Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for The Cure, October 19th at www.comenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 13 now, 9:14 Eastern. And this segment is sponsored by Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on your home, auto, and life insurance, the number 318-487-1881. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the real solutions in healthcare for you and your family, and McDonald's of Pineville. Just want to remind you about a couple of things. Once again, remember the balloon launch is happening October the 4th at noon. It's going to be right in front of the Women's Center. You can get over there. It's going to be really just a launch about survivorship and remembering those people that have fought the fight and have gone home to be with the Lord. And we want you to remember those free mammograms. They're going to be happening as long as the money is there. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts. If you're uninsured or underinsured, get it absolutely 100% free. Don't be afraid. Just do it. The number, once again, 318-483-4026. Also, DC, I want to remind people about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. They're having their anniversary for the pastor, Pastor Chris Augustine and Sister Rose Augustine. It is happening on October the 6th. They're celebrating their 27th annual, and that's going to be October the 6th at 3 o'clock. They're encouraging you, inviting you to come out. Pastor Greg Jackson is going to be preaching the sermon, and it promises to be a good time. And we're going to be telling you about lots of other things coming up. But this morning, as we switch gears just a little bit, I'm going to tell you what's next. We're going to be joined by Dr. Robin Smith. You'll remember her. She has been on Oprah many times. She was part of the Oprah and Friends radio network. She is an author. And one of the things that we're going to talk about this morning is that all-consuming word that we've been talking about, and that's fear and how we overcome it. And you might remember last week on Real Women, Real Talk, we were talking about anxiety and that some 40 million Americans are affected by anxiety and anxiety disorders. And we believe that that has a lot to do with fear and how women especially are affected by it twice as much as our male counterparts. So this morning, if you're walking in a little bit of fear, we're going to help you to get out of it. Hey, everybody, it's 15 minutes after 8 o'clock Central, 9:15 Eastern. You're on point. We're going to get a quick break here, but we're back right after this. What you gonna do? You gonna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA. Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though. Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Simlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Simlaw Area Agency on Aging Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's now 20 after 8 Central, 9:20 Eastern. And as I was sharing with you, you all know Dr. Robin Smith. Well, if you don't remember, let me remind you, she is a national television personality, best-selling author, ordained minister, keynote speaker, and a licensed psychologist. Her latest book, she's had several, but the latest book is Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. And we welcome Dr. Robin back to the OPT Network. Dr. Robin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and I feel at home. I feel like I'm with family when we connect.
Absolutely, and you are with family, and you have been on our hearts. And one of the things that we do on Fridays, Dr. Robin, is we have something called Real Women, Real Talk, where we bring women together to just put their hearts on the round table and talk about things. And one of the things that was on our hearts was the 40 million Americans that struggle with anxiety, i.e. fear. And I know that since you've done Hungry, you've also done something called the Fearless Experience. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, one of the things that I realized in my own life, as well as in the lives of, you know, the thousands and actually millions of people I've come in contact with either directly or via television and radio and the internet, is that fear is often, it's the thing that gets in the way that we don't often call it what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll, because we're ashamed. You know, what people say, oh, I'm not afraid. You'll ask somebody, are you afraid? Oh, no. Are you afraid that you might, you know, that the diagnosis might, I'm not afraid. I mean, are you afraid that your kids might, no. I mean, so we just are pushing it away because we're so afraid of it. And what we don't realize is that fear has so much information in it that is helpful, that can actually guide us into living our best lives. And as we're dodging and avoiding it, we're actually missing opportunities. And so what I developed is something called the Fearless Experience. I call it the triple threat. There are three areas that exist in every situation in our lives, and we need to be aware of it. One is clarity, two is simplicity, and three is vulnerability. I mean, we've got to get clear about what our situation is, you know, our marriage, our family, our health, our body, our weight, whatever it is, our money. I mean, get clear. And then simplicity, to keep it.
Wait. Before you move to simplicity, Dr. Robin, I really want to break this down, because not only are we talking, in the last segment, we talked about this month, October 1 kicks off National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
There is fear in that. But I want people to understand how you confront fear.
And I might even use the word how you address it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes people, you know, confrontation, you know, they don't want to confront it. But how we address it, because it's there. So, and I appreciate that you even mentioned here we are at the beginning of October, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Women are afraid of that. It affects men, too, just in case there are people listening who don't realize that men can get breast cancer. But one of the things that really is necessary. I mean, it's fundamental in addressing whatever it is we are afraid of,
mm-hmm.
is being clear about the cost of not addressing it.
Mm.
And breast cancer actually is a wonderful example. So if someone has a lump in their breast, or their breast seems to have changed shape, or there's something different, you're mm-hmm. not even sure what's different. The danger is that if I am not paying attention and clear about those changes, it is more dangerous than whatever might mm-hmm. be in front of me. And so we really, in terms of addressing fear, confronting fear, whatever we want to call it, that being clear that if that the thing I avoid grows, that what I ignore ultimately takes dominion mm-hmm. over me. And so that if I ignore something, the very thing I'm ignoring is actually going to grow.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I love about you, Dr. Robin, is that you are so multifaceted. Not only are you a psychologist, you're a preacher. You're an ordained preacher. And so I want to correlate the way believers look at fear
mm-hmm.
and how we address it. And I use the word confrontation because the word teaches us biblically that mm-hmm. we should not be in fear, that fear mm-hmm. comes from, not from God, but from something mm-hmm. that is not of God. So how do we help those people that are believers that really are in fear but really can't say it?
Yeah, I'm smiling because I think of all of those scriptures that we either have memorized
mm-hmm.
or if not, we recognize
mm-hmm.
them. If they're not memorized, you know, that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear
mm-hmm.
but of power and love and a sound mind,
right.
which is true. And that, and there's a part of that, very much a part of that, that had to do with the developing of the fearless experience. But it's easy to quote something and much different to live it.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really is. And so if we're going to tell the truth this morning.
And we are.
You know, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, even if our minds aren't quite what they used to be, to memorize something, but it's very different to be able to live it. And so what does it look like to be fearless? And one of the things I want to say, and from a scriptural, biblical, spiritual perspective, it does not mean that we don't have fear.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we think about often in the scripture, there are places where God is saying, fear not, where the angels are saying, fear not. So
mm-hmm.
it isn't as if God is unaware
right.
that we carry fear. The issue is, okay, now what do I do with it?
Mm-hmm.
And to not be ashamed of it, because there is, as you just talked about, there is such shame, particularly in the faith community,
mm-hmm.
that someone would have fear, as if somehow if I have fear, then I don't believe in God, instead of that I believe in God and I have fear. And so what I want to do is invite the presence and the Spirit of God to attend to minister mm. To expose even what my fear really is. Because often the thing that we say we are afraid of underneath is not what the fear is really about.
Mm. Now explore that. What we say we're afraid of really what we're afraid of.
So we might say, if we take a relationship issue, you know, I'm afraid that my child, my daughter, is going to, you know, get involved with the wrong crowd of kids and end up, messing her life up and
mm-hmm.
not going to college and not utilizing all of her skill sets. Okay, so we could engage in a whole conversation, not one time, but for years,
mm-hmm.
about that fear. Is that really the fear, or is the fear that the mother or father, parents,
mm-hmm.
are living through this child? And the fear really is not only that my child may not actually live the life I hoped that she would or he would, but actually it's going to be a reflection on me being a loser as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm really afraid of is that some of the things I know that I did that really were not helpful to my child are going to come back to haunt me through her life.
Hmm.
And so if we could really talk about, because what we're really talking now is about not buyer's remorse, but parent remorse.
Mm.
And any parent who is telling the truth has some remorse when they wake up and realize that some of what they did was helpful and some of what they did was not.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we could have that conversation about what that person is really afraid of, first of all, talking about simplicity, it would break it down. It would also allow the parent or parents to go and address not just their child, but address whatever it is that has them shackled. So I'll tell you this. I listen to people. People call me, you know, whether it's radio or TV or my practice, wherever it is, all the time, and they bring up one thing, but the thing they bring up is very, very seldom the real issue.
Wow.
Very seldom.
And, you know, we've got to take a quick break here, Dr. Robin, but when we come back, I want to talk about exploring the authenticity of self and truth and what the real issues are, how we get to them, and how we deal with them. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Let them go, boys. They picked up the trail.
The hunt is on, so track the best boat, trailer, and RV rate to Heart of Louisiana Credit Union with rates as low as 2.49 APR with loyalty discounts for qualifying members. Live it up in the sportsman's paradise with a BTRV loan from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Offer good through September 20th. Heart of Louisiana, the credit union with a heart.
The credit union with a heart.
Membership required. Offer and discounts may vary. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by author, national television personality, ordained minister, keynote speaker. She's a panelist. She's a licensed psychologist, Dr. Robin Smith. You'll remember her from Oprah and Friends. You'll remember her many, many times on The Oprah Show, Larry King Live, The Today Show, Good Morning America, MSNBC, on and on and on. Well, this morning, Dr. Robin is our guest. We're revisiting really her book, Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. And before we went to break, I was talking, Dr. Robin, about how you really find that authentic part of yourself. Because I was saying yesterday, as DC and I were talking, sometimes for me, it is hard for me to see my own truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm so hard on myself that if I allow some of those truths that I may not like to come out, that I may not want to deal with that. So for people, especially those overachievers and those perfectionists that are really, really hard on themselves, how do we find that authentic place?
Yeah, you know, one of the cornerstones I talk and share all the time is that insight without compassion is brutality.
Mm.
It really is. It's brutal. And so none of us would want to see all of us unless compassion showed up first on the scene.
Hmm.
You know, and so I want people to really hear that if you are on this journey of looking at, you know, who am I? Who am I really? I mean, what are the masks that I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
That when judgment shows up, first of all, we can always know, and whether people are Christian or Muslim or what, you know, Jewish, whatever they are, or nothing, or, you know, not of faith, but mm-hmm. whatever you are, just know this, that when judgment shows up, it is not the voice of the authentic. Whether we call the authentic God, whether we call the authentic spirit, that when judgment shows up, it's an early childhood wound that led us to believe that we were meant to be something more than whatever we are in that moment. And when we understand, and that means that in each moment, sometimes we're more gracious, sometimes we're more patient, sometimes we're impatient, mm-hmm. but if the person greeting, welcoming that experience, that graciousness or that impatience, is kind,
mm-hmm.
I mean, think about what is a good parent? I mean, what is God as we understand God? A welcoming, affirming presence for all that we are and all that we are not.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the things that I want to talk about that you've written about and spoken about is about starving the lies in our lives and feeding the truth. And one of the things that we talk about and explore a lot on Real Women, Real Talk are those voices, Dr. Robin, that are in all of our heads
yeah.
that will lie to you. And then we know if you're a believer that the word says that the enemy is a liar and an accuser of the brethren, the enemy yeah. will lie to you and then will give you a series of things that make you believe that lie.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
how do we starve the lies mm-hmm. and feed the truth?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm getting ready to do a keynote for the National Diabetes Association later this month, and one of the things I'm going to be talking about is starving the lie
mm-hmm.
and feeding the truth, and what that looks like emotionally, physically, as you know, as well as in our health, our physical health. And you know, when you talk about what I would say is the evil presence of a lie, because a lie takes on a life
mm-hmm.
all of its own. It then grows itself like a cancer. And so when you ask a cancer that's being untreated, that has gone undetected.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, we're talking about something serious
mm-hmm.
when something can grow out of control and we don't even know that it's happening because we believe, as you said, that thing which is not true. And so part of what breaks the stronghold and the shackle of a lie is that, and I talk about this in Hungary, is that the lie is put in the light. You know, Rumi,
mm-hmm.
the ancient poet, says the wound is the place where light enters. And so if the lie is put in the light, now you might say, but if I don't know it's a lie,
right.
how can I put it in the light? And that's where we need a safe village, might be one person, might be two people, around us, who can hear and see what we can't about ourselves. So when we're putting ourselves
mm-hmm.
down,
mm-hmm.
when we're using language that is unkind, that is critical, that is judgmental, when that voice comes that is sounding somehow, and this is something I really want to make sure people understand, that particularly in this country, we applaud people for beating themselves up.
Hmm.
We call it maturity. We call it being, you know, spiritually evolved. I mean, mm-hmm. and I'm looking at this and listening, and I'm thinking, what about this is mature? Now, I know, I mean, look, I've been fed the same poison that everyone else was, but when we realize that a part and a huge part of starving the lion, feeding the truth is not only putting it in the light, but having loving people challenge us in a loving, constructive, concrete mm-hmm. way, that what you are saying about yourself feels so harsh and belittling. When I listen to the way in which you are talking about yourself as a mother or a wife mm-hmm. or a father, and yes, are you sorry for what you did? Absolutely, but find the compassion. So how you starve the lie, mm-hmm. lies do not, they cannot feed or grow when compassion is abounding. Mm. They can't.
Oh, you got to say that again. Say that one more time.
So if you're wanting to starve the lie, a lie cannot grow. It cannot thrive if it is surrounded by compassion.
Mm.
It cannot. You can't. And so if you want to starve the lie, what you do is flood your life. I mean, flood it
mm-hmm.
with compassion. Flood your life with tenderness, because that is the beginning of starving the lie. Somehow that lie it won't feel so comfortable in my mind anymore when compassion is growing and is dominant and is present. It won't have so much space to roam through my house and roam through my relationships and tell me that I'm nothing or that I used to be something but won't be anything again.
Mm.
If you are flooding your world, not only alone, but with the right circle of people, that lie will begin just like a tumor
mm-hmm.
to shrink, and it will go away.
I love it. And I think that brings the third point in, Dr. Robin, and that is that vulnerability, the vulnerability that we need to have to mm-hmm. allow that to happen, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we have to relanguage that vulnerability is not weakness.
Mm.
If we look, again, taking the model of Christ, if you look at Jesus, I mean, he was strong, but he was vulnerable. He cried. He got tired. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, folk got on his nerves. I mean, you know, he got on other people. I mean, there was a level of just authentic vulnerability. And so when we look at these images, and when I look at these images of people who supposedly have it together and there's no vulnerability, to me, the heart of that person and the heart of the matter, if you will, is missing. And so if we can relanguage and redefine, you know, when people cry and they'll say, oh, I apologize, and I'll say, I know what they're why,
mm-hmm.
but I'll say, well, what are you apologizing for? I don't usually cry, or when people say I got choked up,
mm-hmm.
and well, you know why people get choked up and can't keep talking at a funeral or at a wedding? Because they're choking back the truth of their feelings. And if we learned that vulnerability and tears and the ways in which we express ourselves are part of being fearless and whole and healthy, it would begin to transform every relationship we have, most importantly, the relationship we have with ourselves.
Absolutely. Dr. Robin, as always, you are absolutely phenomenal. You are one of those eagles that Bishop Jakes talks about, one of those thought leaders of our country. And we want to thank you so much for spending what we know is the busiest and the most important part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. Everybody, Dr. Robin Smith, the book is called Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. Dr. Robin, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Absolutely. Stand by for me, Dr. Robin. Hey, we're going to get a break here, but we're back after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I was 21 years old when I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And when you confront your own mortality, you realize, what am I going to leave behind? I'm never going to have children. I might not see my husband grow old. What have I done? I'm sitting here today with tumors in my liver, my lungs, and my bones. But I'm sitting here with hope. My name is Bridget Spence. I am Susan G. Komen for The Cure. Help cure breast cancer and save women's lives.
There are still millions of women who suffer from breast cancer, and they need our help. Register now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure, October 19th at www.komenacadiana.org. On Point Talk and KAYT FM 88.1, proud partners in the fight against breast cancer.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine? I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally.
My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:49 a.m. Central Standard, 9:50 Eastern. And let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Christus St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Remember, you can get your free mammograms absolutely 100% free. You can phone Diane Kitts. She'll tell you how easy it is, 318-483-4026. If she happens not to answer the phone, just leave her a message and she'll call you back. Also, don't forget about our partners and friends at the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Y'all, we're going full throttle now. We need you to go to all three of those locations and support our efforts to be the change that we want to see. Remember, the word that I like to use now is eviscerate. We want to eviscerate breast cancer. We want to get rid of it. We want to shed the light on it. We want people to stop living in fear and be able to have those free mammograms. Get screened right now. Also, Davis One Stop. They've got pink ribbons there. They're in the heart of Cheneyville. If you're traveling north or south on 71, Highway 71, they're right there. They've got decals. They've got ribbons. There's all sorts of ways that you can just, if we all just do a little bit, it's going to be the difference maker for all of us. Also, our partners and friends at Walker Automotive Group, they've been serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene is sponsoring the Pink Party for The Cure. It's going to be huge. Tucker's going to be there. DJ Tony Groove's going to be there. We're going to be there, and we want to see your face at the Pink Party. Darlene's number, 318-346-2540. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish, 318-346-6695. And, you know, switching back to Dr. Robin Smith, you've seen her many, many times on the Oprah Show. She was on Oprah and Friends. She's always doing something on television, bringing her expertise. And what I love about Dr. Robin is that she is so multifaceted. Not only is she a psychologist, but she's also an ordained minister who knows the words, who studied various religions, and really brings a full picture to life and understanding. Her book, her latest book, is called Hungry, The Truth About Being Full. And hungry is simply a metaphor for what we hunger for in life metaphorically and we're trying to find. And really, I think it's like Michael Frank said, it's all on the inside. Everything that you're searching for is really there. And all we need to do is really look within. And so one of the things that we wanted to continue to explore is that anxiety, that fear that we talk about and that we talked about last week, to just get some clarity from a clinical perspective and even just a perspective. And I love what she said. I wrote it down and I'm going to carry it with me, because you might remember yesterday, if you heard the show, I talked about having compassion for oneself. And I said to her, as she said to, or I said to DC, as she said to us this morning, that when you know that you're beating yourself up and you know that you're hard on yourself, when you can be vulnerable and share that with someone, then you can identify it. And DC said, well, you know, you're doing it. Now is the time to stop. And the way that I stop and you can stop is to have as much compassion for yourself as we distribute to others. And she says this, lies cannot grow and thrive if they're surrounded by compassion. So this morning, my takeaway is compassion, is having first, before I can, you know how it says, you know, before you can love other people, it has to start at home. Well, before you can give compassion, you got to start at the home that you're that you're endowed in, and that's your body, yourself. Start with self. And I don't know about you, but that's what I intend to do. I intend to have some deep, deep compassion for Carlette Christmas this morning. And I would encourage you to have compassion for yourself first. And then that's how we spread it abroad. It's a great book. You can go to her website. You can Google her, Dr. Robin Smith. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And you can find Dr. Robin there. The link will take you directly to her website and the Fearless Experience. And I think that for most of us, as believers especially, we don't want to ever say that we are afraid or that we are in fear, because somehow it brings our faith walk into question or our belief into question. But when you identify it and you understand that those voices that Lisa Campo talks about and that we often talk about on Real Women Real Talk, those voices are only in your head, and you are the only person that can quiet those voices. But I am a firm believer that you will not quiet those voices until you open up your mouth and you speak back to them and you let them know that those are not your thoughts. You have to open up your mouth and you have to speak back with them, to them. Otherwise, those voices will overtake you. They will drive you to anxiousness. They will drive you to a breakdown if you're not careful. And you have to learn, even though you may not be practicing, you have to learn what a power and the word that's greater than yourself says about yourself. And then you have to begin to say that about yourself. And sometimes it's hard. Actually, Dr. Robin said we have to re-language, and I like that. Re-language and even relearn what we have said about ourselves and to ourselves about what is good. But only you can do it for you. Only you can make that impartation for you. No matter how many times people tell you how great you are or how good you have to be good with you. And that's why we always say that change has to start with you. It has to start with me. I am the only person, through a power greater than myself that I choose to call God, that can change myself. And so that's why the conversation, DC, was just so powerful and so deep and so far-reaching. And every single morning, we want to make you think. We want to make you go just a little bit higher. We want you to think about maybe something you hadn't thought about or it never occurred to you. And that's what it's all about. Hey, I know that you've got your momentum, y'all. It's Tuesday. We're winding down the week already. But this morning, I want to leave you with self-compassion. Let's start practicing it. Let's start walking in it. Let's start living it. Hey, everybody, thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. That's right. Let's do it. We love you so much. God loves you exponentially even more than that. So why not love yourself? And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, it starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll be right back here tomorrow for Wind Down Wednesday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.